This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Life can take you on some pretty strange journeys and leave you feeling a little bit twisted. Take some time to embrace the darkness so you can fully perceive the brightness of the light. Join us on Sci-Fi and Scream.
I don't know your world. I was living with a group of people following a man whom we thought was a prophet.
A prophet?
Yeah, but he wasn't, I don't think.
We've been given directions to go and visit a bunch of people who probably aren't there in a place that probably doesn't exist.
Oh my God, what was that?
I'm scared for everybody involved.
This is Sonia on Sci-Fi and Scream, one of our special MonsterFest podcasts. And yes, November definitely has spawned many monsters, many horrors, thrillers in the genre that we do love very passionately. And on the phone line, we've got producer of something called Apocalyptic. It's the Glenn Triggs film, and we have had Glenn on the show numerous times and talked about, of course, Apocalyptic in the recent past. But now it's Chris's turn, the producer of Apocalyptic. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you very much, Sonia.
It's good to talk to you. That's finally not Glenn.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way.
Glenn does everything, so
sure it's
good to give him a bit of a break for once.
I believe he's on a honeymoon as well.
He is. He's on a honeymoon. He's actually giving some time to the human world rather than his own mind.
All right, but looking at yourself, looking at your role, firstly, yeah. Let's look at the film, Apocalyptic. What can you tell us without obviously giving too much away of what the story is?
Okay. Well, it's a found footage genre film, horror film, obviously, and it's about a local news crew that becomes horribly involved with, like, a doomsday cult. So that's the basic small synopsis of it. So, yeah, there's a lot of creepy kind of undertones there of, like, a cultish society that's blocked off from, you know, the world and just kind of... Yeah, I'd say it's creepy. It's a creepy horror rather than, like, straight-out slasher horror.
Right, yeah, creepy, because I think Glenn's previous work has been kind of sci-fi mystery thriller, which was with 41, and, of course, Cinemaphobia, which I think a lot of our listeners are aware of, that was in Muff a few years back. That was more of your slasher sort of horror, which was great.
Yeah, and it had the awesome decapitation scene as well in Cinemaphobia,
which
was probably my favourite part of the film. But, I've worked with Glenn for a while now. I worked with him with 41, and this time I just wanted to work with him again. Originally it was going to be just a small side project that he had an idea for,
uh-huh.
And it just grew and grew and grew to create a massive headache. But in the end, everything got done and we went to a fantastic location out in country Victoria called the Kataminga Lodge. That was a beautiful place, and as you know, with all films, the location is the character in its own, so that's kind of really added an element to the film.
Mm-hmm.
And Glenn and I and the crew and cast went out there and we shot for about 3 days out there,
mm-hmm.
to get most of the location stuff. So really the film only took about 7 days of shooting to create a whole feature film. So
that's extraordinary.
Pretty amazing. But if you know Glenn, anything is possible.
Now you've worked with him for a number of years then, I take it. How many projects have you worked together on?
With the feature film, I was the lead actor in 41, and then we kept working together with some short films and different little projects that I had, and then he needed a producer for this film, and so I jumped in to help out with that.
So what's your role been as a producer specifically for Apocalyptic?
As most people would kind of know with independent films, you've never really got one role. Got a lot of money, then everyone gets paid to do one specific role, but when you've got little to no money, then it ends up being you end up doing a lot of different things. Glenn obviously wrote and directed and edited and did all that sort of stuff, and I just filled in the gaps wherever I could with production management, location management, so, you know, producing and pretending like I was important or at least doing something.
Well, holding it all together probably, doing all the other stuff, the links and connecting and raising funds. Is that part of the wonderful things you have to do?
Yeah, well, you know, funds are also very important, and we did need money for the location. So we went through Plausible for funding with that.
That's right, yeah.
So we handed our friends and family to basically try and get money for that one.
It's just a nicer way to do it, though, isn't it? It's online and people can feel part of it. So
yeah, it's
that's what I like about those.
Walking up to your mum and saying, "Can I have money to make a film?"
Yeah,
it kind of gets everybody involved. Everybody feels like, you know, they're doing something to do with the film. It's a great little community that especially Melbourne has that I know of just all independent filmmakers. They will basically help out and do whatever they can, whether it comes to lending equipment or lending their time. Everybody is really involved in each other's projects.
Yeah.
And it's not really said much about, but there's a lot of people that put a lot of work in for free to get these projects off the ground. Mm.
That's the sort of impression I do get. Mm. The sort of constant impression I get is exactly that, is since I've met Glenn and Miss Dominic Deacon and a few other people around town, I've just noticed that pulling together, using limited resources but using them and stretching them to benefit everybody, and yeah, coming up with some great little work. I especially enjoyed 41, and it's great to speak to the lead actor.
Yeah, well, because so, when you're looking at film from a producer's point of view, you really need to try and market it and try and make it profitable, or at least make money.
Yeah,
because that's the aim of the game for the producer, but for everyone else, for the creators involved, just the love of making it. I mean, I still love it because I'm a creator as well. Part of the job of the producer, whether it's unfortunate or not, is to try and get some financial gain back out of it for everybody involved. It's a hard thing to do when everybody is just doing it for the love, just to be able to make the film. So,
yeah, definitely a thing of passion, certainly.
Yeah, definitely passion. It's one in 100 films makes their money back, or even, dare I say, makes profit. So everybody in the film industry, whether you're, you know, at the top or at the bottom, really kind of everyone does it for the passion and the art as it is. So it's a great film, but I love it, and I think everyone else will love it as well. It's probably the best thing that Glenn made, whether he wants to admit it or not. So we've got a screening at Monster Fest at the world premiere, Saturday 23rd at 9:30 p.m. Cinema Nova. So you can get your tickets either at Cinema Nova, or you can go on to the Monster Fest website, or you could go on to apocalypticmovie.com. Tickets are all available there. Come along and support us.
Yeah. You're doing all my questions. It's great.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting here going, yay, this is good. You're a professional. Excellent. Yeah. And now, what's next? Are you guys going to work together again on any projects that you can talk about at all?
Yeah, well, we've just done a short comedy film that we're going to be entering into a few different festivals, and that was Greg Fleet and Dave Callan, some local comedians. And apart from that, Glenn has got a couple of ideas for features, and Glenn mainly does features, and he pretty much only does his own thing. I've tried to get him to sell out, but he won't. So, unfortunately, yeah, you're stuck with Glenn as Glenn is, but that's not a bad thing.
No. Oh, I hope not. Could be exactly what does it, you know, for him to launch off. I mean, he's done a few festivals like he did with 41, Las Vegas, and won the award at, was it Rhode Island Festival?
Yeah, Best Film at Rhode Island.
Which is great. I mean, this is the future, I think, or the now, is all these festivals, and if people have a chance to spruik their work at them, that's a good platform, I think.
Yeah, and Glenn's always had the right idea as well. He's kind of more interested in making an international audience rather than just a niche audience in Australia.
Yeah.
So he's trying to make films that can relate to everybody. And the US market really is quite big compared to the Australian market. There's always going to be room for things over there as well.
And what are your thoughts on, I mean, he's obviously, you know, he's a horror fan, he's a thriller, suspense genre fan. What are your thoughts about the market in Australia? Because there's always that put down that, oh, there's not enough horror fans, there's not enough people to go and see these films. But then I noticed that a lot of these films at Monsterfest are starting to sell out already, as far as ticket sales are enormous. Murder Drome has now got a second session almost. almost sold out. So, I mean, and that's an Aussie one. What are your opinions on that?
My opinion might be a little bit controversial, but it's basically that I kind of think that Australian promotion of their own material is lacking. Like, not, like, apart from, you know, radio shows like yours or, you know, local newspapers and things like that, nobody's really interested in promoting these kind of activities or events. And so it doesn't get the press that it really should.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
The Australian market is kind of more concerned about what the American market is doing.
Yeah,
they're a little bit too hesitant to take a leap of faith, I think. Mm. I don't know if that'll ever change. Hopefully it does. And I'm sure, I know people are out there to support these things. And I know there's a lot of horror fans out there, especially.
Yeah. Oh, there's heaps. I mean, and they're always asking. Like, the great example is Sony Pictures, when they released Cabin in the Woods. They weren't going to release it as a wide cinema, so they just tried it at small venues like the Nova, which is the only place you're going to see Monster Fest this year and to see Apocalyptic on a screen that size. But the thing is, Nova had its best sales ever for any film with Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Even though they were midnight sessions to start off with, people were rallying to go to see it. There were petitions online to have it viewed and screened in other cinemas. Tasmania came in on the act because there's a massive horror culture in Tasmania, of course. They're going to be at the festival too, Monster Fest, this month. So I think the mainstream media don't have a clue, to be quite honest. There's a lot of really positive, great independent stuff happening.
Yeah.
And it's going to take another James Wan or a Glenn Triggs to really put that focus there.
Yeah.
Well, and hopefully, you know, we won't have to wait until Glenn goes to Hollywood and makes six films or eight films or whatever it was that James made before he gets recognised, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But, you know, Glenn, as you know, Glenn's got a lot of notoriety locally and also overseas. But the mainstream media, you know, don't tend to pick up on it. And the accomplishment of making three feature films by the time you're 30... Yeah, it's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, something that I'm in awe of with him anyway. So
cool. Well, I hope you guys. I hope you guys keep working together. Then must be doing something right.
Yeah, I'll get some naughty photos of him, so he has to keep working with me.
That's right. Or is there not enough acting work? Is that why you're doing this?
No, I just love production. I've just been learning through a couple of different local producers how to do it, I guess, how to try and get funding from Screen Australia and everything else. And so it's kind of stepping up to a different area as an actor. That's a fantastic career, but in Australia there's not really much options there.
Yeah, so, well, you could be Australia's George Clooney. I mean, you know, he's a producer, isn't he?
Yeah, producer, writer, director.
Everything,
Wow, you know, he's quite a cocky man, but he plays it well.
All right, well, now with Apocalyptic, is there any sort of thing that you can hint at that, or a favourite scene, or what can people expect? What do you reckon people will think?
I think what Glenn has done is managed to make a horror film that's really realistic. The characters, like all the actors that took part in this film, the children especially, were exceptional. It's probably one of the best acted, well, most well acted horror film that I've seen in a long time. And you may want to take a bucket to the cinema with you just because of constant motion of the found footage, you know, that can cause nausea and vomiting. So.
Oh. Great.
Maybe
if anyone wants to make a bit of money, sell some buckets out the front of Nova on Saturday the 23rd.
Yeah, go for it.
Before 9:30 p.m.
Yeah.
That lovely carpet. But anyway, look, it's great to speak to you there, Chris.
Lovely
Chris
talking
Gibson.
To you as well.
Yeah, the producer and the everyman and the everybody person of something called Apocalyptic. This is Glenn Trigg's third feature film. It's extraordinary that, like you said, a man not even, well, is he 30 now? Should I say that?
Yeah, I think he is now. He's 30 now.
Yeah, so a man just on 30 who's done all of this work, and this one is having its world premiere with a Q&A with Glenn, and the cast and the crew will be there as well. Saturday the 23rd of November, 9:30 p.m. only at the Nova, exclusively. So will you be there?
I will be. I'll be there with bells on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Holding the mic, keeping everyone, you know, together.
Yeah, I think Glenn will do that quite well.
Okay, excellent. Thanks very much for talking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream. Chris Gibson, producer of the new film out by Glenn Triggs, Apocalyptic.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
How I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die, Real life is scarier than anything we can dream of, and we dream such frightening things. Sci-Fi and Squeam, be afraid, be very afraid, on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.